Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 11th of June. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High, Biscay, 1021. Expected German bite, 1024 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, northwest, backing southeast later 3 to 5. Fair, good. North Atsera, South Atsera, northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 later. Fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Fisher, German bite, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first. Thundery showers later in Portland and Plymouth, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later in Portland and Plymouth. Biscay, east or northeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, cyclonic becoming southerly or southwesterly later 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or southeasterly veering southerly later 3 to 5. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Rain or thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Shannon, Rockall, south or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good. Malin, Hebrides, southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in east at first, occasional rain, moderate or good. Bailey, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southerly 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Southeast Iceland, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far west, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in north. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree automatic, south southeast 3, 24 miles, 1017 falling more slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 1, 30 miles, 1017 now falling. Lerwick, northwest 1, 35 miles, 1017 rising more slowly. Weak automatic, southwest by west 1, 12 miles, 1018 rising slowly. Aberdeen, south by east 1, 16 miles, 1018 rising slowly. Lucas, northwest by west 2, 14 miles, 1018 rising more slowly. Boomer, south by west 2, 19 miles, 1019, now falling. Bridlington, south southwest 2, 1020, rising more slowly. Sendetti light vessel automatic, southeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 5 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west-northwest, 3, 1019, rising slowly. Jazzy, northwest, 2, 27 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south, 2, 2 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic, north, 1, 15 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by north 2, 14 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by north 1, 22 miles, 1020, now rising. Valley, west by north 1, 16 miles, 1020, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, calm, 11 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valentia, south, 2, 13 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north, 1, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Malinhead, east-southeast, 4, 24 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast 3, 22 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 10th of June. General situation, a ridge of high pressure over the United Kingdom will bring fair weather and mostly light to moderate winds to many coastlines at first. This ridge will move away eastwards through Wednesday, allowing an area of thundery showers to move northwards across the west from Wednesday evening. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast 2 or 3, increasing 3 to 5. Occasional rain in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or south-east, 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or south-east, 4 to 6 later. Fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable becoming easterly or southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Showers at first. Good. North Foreland to Selsabil. Variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming east 4 to 6 later. Fog patches at first, thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first, and poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair? Good. Isle of Man. South backing southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5 later. Fair? Good. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. South or southeast 3 to 5. Fair? Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre. including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Fair? Good. Mon of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southeast, 3 to 5. Rain for a time, good occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, decreasing 2 at times in shelter. Rain for a time, good occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, good occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, as usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service, and they'll take us through until around 5 o'clock later this morning. On behalf of all of us here, I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon. This is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Vietnam. Coming up, we'll bring you the very latest from those talks between China and the US in London, where it looks like some sort of deal has now been struck. Businesses in both countries wanted the stalemate to end.
We've heard everything from automakers will have to shut down, the people who make other electronic equipment may have to shut down.
We'll bring you details of the tentative trade framework that looks like it's just been agreed upon. And Donald Trump said drill, baby, drill. So is it happening?
I think the drill, baby, drill has now become wait, baby, wait.
We're going to hear from an oil company in the US about what steps they are taking. That's all coming up here on Business Matters. First, though, the very latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has condemned the decision by Britain, Norway, Australia, Canada and New Zealand to sanction 2 far-right Israeli ministers. He said the sanctions do not advance US-led efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza or bring all hostages home. The ministers Itamar Ben-Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich face a travel ban and asset freeze over accusations of inciting extremist settler violence in the occupied West Bank. Here's Sebastian Usher.
We dealt with the Pharaoh, we can deal with Starmer, Itamar Ben-Gvir has said, referring to the British Prime Minister. As for Bezalel Smotrich, he said the sanctions had been imposed on him because he was trying to prevent the establishment of a Palestinian state. Both men are seen by many in Israel as extremists who've been allowed to hold sway in the government in order to keep Benjamin Netanyahu in power. But even a powerful political opponent of theirs, Benny Gantz, has described the sanctions as a bad message to the entire world.
President Trump has vigorously defended his decision to deploy Marines and the National Guard to Los Angeles to help quell protests against his immigration policies. He told troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, they were witnessing an assault on public order. He said he would not allow an American city to be invaded by a foreign enemy.
What you're witnessing in California is a full-blown assault on peace, on public order, and a national sovereignty carried out by rioters bearing foreign flags with the aim of continuing a foreign invasion of our country. We're not going to let that happen.
Meanwhile, a U.S. judge has denied an emergency request from California's Governor Gavin Newsom to block the use of troops sent to Los Angeles. Hundreds of mourners have held a candlelit vigil.